And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, we'll feature Chef Norman Van Aken with a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now in its 23rd year, the Broward Center for the Performing Arts continues to be one of our region's outstanding performing arts venues. Over 700,000 patrons have enjoyed more than 700 performances annually. The Broward Center offers one of the country's largest arts in education programs, serving more than 175,000 students each year, introducing them to a diversity of arts, promoting literacy, and supporting classroom learning. Located in Fort Lauderdale's Riverwalk Arts and Entertainment District on the New River, the new Broward Center has recently had its rededication this past Tuesday to a great reception, showing off their $58 million renovation and expansion that will launch new experiences to connect their patrons to the arts. Such as their club level and intermezzo spaces, Marty's new River Bistro, the Mary N. Porter Riverview Ballroom in the Hazenga Pavilion, and the Abdo New River Room. The Broward Center's Rose Miniacci Arts Education Center is a beautiful new space that will increase their capacity to educate students of all ages. It will also accommodate rehearsals and recitals. The Broward Center as well manages and programs the Parker Playhouse, the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center, the Rose and Alfred Miniacci Performing Arts Center as well. And the Broward Center's economic impact on our region alone since they opened has been over $1.4 billion. With us today to talk about this leading South Florida cultural institution is Mr. Kelly Shanley, President and CEO of the Performing Arts Center Authority, which operates the Broward Center for the Performing Arts and its satellite facilities. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Kelly.
Happy to be here, Ed. Thanks.
Now, take us back over the past 20-plus years and tell us how the Broward Center was started and who was involved in those pivotal initial meetings.
Well, you know, of course, I wasn't there, but I really heard a lot of stories about how the Broward Center got started, and they're great to hear. And moreover, what my understanding of it is that at that time, as much as there was a real movement to create a home for the arts in Broward County, there was really a larger group of people that were really trying to build a great city. And they knew that a world-class performing arts center was going to be a really important part of building a great city. So that created a broad base of support. It was kind of the notion that Fort Lauderdale and Broward County was ready for this kind of a component and ready to take that next step in their evolution. So it was really mid-'80s, late-'80s when they started to organize themselves in the effort. The Broward Center opened in 1991 with the first national tour of Phantom of the Opera.
Coincidental?
Not so much, right? It was actually coincidental as we came into this week, and as you mentioned, the rededication of the facility after this $58 million renovation and expansion of the center, that while we were reimagining a new Broward Center and building it, Phantom was doing the same thing. They had reimagined Phantom of the Opera. It's been restaged and redone. Huh. It's a little bit different than the one people have seen in the past. Cameron McIntosh just kind of took it back into the shop and said, how can we do something new, different, and inspiring with Phantom of the Opera? Mm-hmm. And so we reimagined ourselves at the same time and then really brought it all together this past week with the opening of Phantom and the rededication of the Broward Center. So it was a great moment of sort of coincidence, but maybe serendipity. Who knows?
Now, tell us about the renovations. What has $58 million given you?
Well, we focused, I would say, Ed, on three things. We, first of all, wanted to take the existing facility and restore that space. It has been used very well over the first 20 mm-hmm. years of its history. So all those basics of sound, light, seats, mechanical, electrical systems, we needed a new roof. All those things were due. So stewardship of that existing facility was the place we started. But then we started to look at, well, how can we position ourselves to really serve the community well for the next 20 years of our life? How have things changed since the Broward Center opened in 1991? And fortunately, the original Broward Center was designed extremely well. We didn't have problems to fix. Acoustics were great. Seating was great for the most part. You know, there was nothing to really go in and mend. We just needed to bring technology up to current standards. And we really were allowed then to focus on two other areas that we felt were really important. One is the audience experience. We wanted to make it a better experience attending performances at the Broward Center. And then we also wanted to focus on education. This has become such a huge part of our mission at the Broward Center, and delivering educational programs to the community and using the arts as a tool also for academic achievement. So to the extent that that could go further, that we could do more in education, what we lacked was the space to do it. And so we built the Miniocci Arts Education Center, and that was sort of the third thing that was really important to us. And all those things have really come together now. And as we said before, we've launched all those new spaces. We've launched all the new programs within them. And of course, the spaces themselves are wonderful. But what we always knew was that what went on inside them was going to be much more important. And finally, we're getting to see all those things happen.
Exciting times for you all. Now, your first semester of classes started this past September to a great reception, and the classes are many and appeal to students of all ages. Tell us about those classes. Dance lessons, wow.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, students of all ages. So we've got adults in ballroom dancing classes there in the evenings, but we've also got young students taking musical theater classes. And during the day, we've got Mommy and Me classes that are all focused around the arts. So we've got mothers bringing in small children, 18 months to 2 years, to come in and do lots of different exercises in the arts that help them with all their developmental skills at that age. In addition, during the day, we do a lot of programs with Broward County Public Schools. You mentioned before that we do the SEAS program with them. Mm-hmm. Student enrichment through the arts. So for years, we've been bringing over 100,000 students a year through that program to experience performances in the theaters. Now we're able to get some of those students from the theater then out to the education center, and they can actually participate and sort of practice what they've seen on stage rather than just observing it. So to the extent that they were inspired to express themselves through art during a moment in the theater, they can now come and have their chance to do it at the Arts Education Center while also reinforcing the connections to curriculum that were learned during the theater performance as well. So it gives us a chance to extend that experience, become more participatory as opposed to observational alone, and it's proving to be really successful.
So a great interaction with the Broward County school system. Do you work with the teachers, and do you have teacher study guides, and do you go to that extent?
We do go to that extent. So for many years, our director of education, Sharon Brooks, who was a Broward County school teacher herself, has been working closely with Broward County schools to develop various programs. We have over 30 of them now. Mm. That use the arts as a tool to enhance academic achievement. It's tied to curriculum. It's trying to teach children through the arts while also introducing them to the performing arts. So we work very closely with Broward County Public Schools to develop new programs, and they could even be about things like bullying that are important topics for Broward County Public Schools, where they want to convey these important ideas to students throughout the district. And so we've worked in partnership with other organizations to actually develop full stage performances that are focused on the notion of bullying. So whatever the goal is, if there's an effective way for us to achieve that goal through the arts, we work in partnership and collaboration with Broward County Schools and others to develop those programs.
So your new semester starts January 10th, and you'll be, I understand, adding a spring break theater camp. So more and more.
Right. Bigger and better. So and all those programs are, you know, designed for anyone who wants to come in from the public and attend classes in the evening, on the weekends, and as you say, over spring break. And during the summer, we've got a great summer arts camp that is very well attended. And the new space has just given both the instructors and the students great new inspiration to do great work and have a lot of fun during that summer program.
I love to hear that. Mr. Kelly Shanley is our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat. He's president and CEO of the Performing Arts Center Authority, which operates the Broward Center for the Performing Arts and its satellite organizations. They're located at 201 Southwest 5th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale on the beautiful New River. For more information, particularly about the great educational offerings, go to browardcenter.org. And Kelly, correct these numbers. I've got 1-877-311-7469 and 954-462-0222 for more info.
That's correct.
Does that work? We'll be back with Mr. Kelly Shanley, and we're going to talk about some incredible programming coming up for their season in just a moment here on South Florida Arts Beat. Please stay with us. We have about 20 minutes past the hour here on South Florida Arts Beat. Ed Bell with you, and our guest, Mr. Kelly Shanley, president and CEO of the Performing Arts Center Authority, which operates the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. More info, immense amount of great info at browardcenter.org, and you can call 954-462-0222 or 1-877-311-7469 for more information. Now we talk about some of the wonderful programs coming to the Broward Center and their satellite facilities. And Kelly, the last time I saw Traffic, I was a teenager and just enthused with the music of Steve Winwood and Dave Mason. Dave Mason's Traffic Jam on stage tonight at the Amaturo. Wow.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
We've got lots of great artists like Dave coming through, and I think, you know, people who had an experience like yours, Ed, in prior years, you know, maybe you saw Traffic at an arena or a nightclub, depending on where you saw them in their career path and trajectory, but now you get to come see them at a performing arts center, have a great night hearing some a lot of familiar songs and some familiar stories, perhaps, too, about Traffic and Dave Mason. So, yeah, we're excited to have him coming.
And you mentioned the Phantom of the Opera continues through November 30th in your O'Ren Theater. I say that correctly?
O'Ren.
O'Ren, I'm sorry. O'Ren right. Theater. I should know that after 15 years. This wonderful Broadway show opened you all up in 1991, and it's a newly reworked Phantom.
Yeah, people, you've seen Phantom before, of course, a lot of people want to come see it again. But when you come see it again, this time you're going to see an all-new reworked version of it. Cameron McIntosh has made some changes to the set design, to the lighting. It's a really great new show to see. And that whole Broadway series is really a lot of great classics and favorites that we brought back. The Lion King comes back next month. Pippin is now touring the United States and will come to the Broward Center. Anything Goes and Motown coming to the Broward Center, one of the great new shows coming off of Broadway in recent years. So we've got a really strong lineup of Broadway shows, lots of great options for people.
One of your satellite facilities, the Parker Playhouse, continues Evil Dead the Musical through tomorrow night. And in the Abdo New River Room, that's where you present local theater. Tell us about your theater group.
All right. Well, the Abdo New River Room is a great little space. It's about 150 seats. We're doing cabaret theater style setup with off-Broadway performances by Slow Burn Theater. So that's a recent partnership that we developed with Slow Burn to bring in three performances this year. Right now, The Marvelous Wonderettes is in there, and we'll be following up with Fully Committed coming up soon. And the experience there in the Abdo New River Room is that you can come in, arrive about an hour before the show starts, and we have a tapas menu. You can order drinks. You can sit there at your table and enjoy some great food prior to the performance. So people have really been enjoying the atmosphere there, the food, and then the performance has just been spectacular. So great new experience in the Abdo New River Room.
So your intimate little black box theater. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Great space.
The Fort Lauderdale Children's Ballet Theater presents Cinderella tomorrow night through the 23rd. Coming up on November 29th, you've got a marvelous show, Mystical Arts of Tibet.
Right. Wow. So they come in and do a performance as well as a mandala sand painting. Mm. So if anybody has never seen them do one of those, it's really remarkable the amount of time and effort they put into doing it. And then they take it down and through a ceremony, let it go into the new river.
Other marvelous events coming to the Broward Center and its satellite facilities. World AIDS Museum will have their grand opening celebration on December 2nd in the Amaturo.
That's right. And as you can see, I mean, I know you're looking there at the calendar. The calendar's packed. This is going to be one of our busiest years ever. I would encourage people to just come onto the website at browardcenter.org, look through our entire calendar. But then also take some time on the website to look through information about all the new spaces. We were talking about the renovation earlier. And when you come to the Broward Center, if you've been there before, you're not going to have the same experience you had in the past. Mm. We've got a lot of great new ways for you to enjoy your experience. The club level is a great new space that we built on the mezzanine level of the Aureen Theater. You can go in there, and for one price included in your ticket, you get a center mezzanine seat and access to the club level lounge, which has a full open bar, a hot action station with some sort of themed food item for the evening, and then lots of hors d'oeuvres and great places to sit. You can view the stage right from the lounge, or then go out and occupy your seat in the center of the mezzanine. And the seats up there are a little wider, a little more cushy than the average seat.
It's a wonderful exclusive offering. Really marvelous.
It is. And we found
feel like a king.
People going in there, that's exactly how they feel, and they don't want to come back and do it any other way. We've also got the Intermezzo Lounge, which if you choose to sit somewhere else in the hall, you can just add that on to price of your ticket and get access to the lounge before the show. And there's some hors d'oeuvres in there as well. Beer and wine is included, and you can go back there for intermission as well. So it's a whole nice little experience in a beautiful lounge that overlooks our Peck Courtyard. And then just last month, we opened Marty's New River Bistro in the Huizinga Pavilion. So we've now got a full-service restaurant on site. And I think one of the—
Before and during and after performances,
on the weekends,
right?
We're open after performances, and we're also open for brunch on Saturday and Sunday. And the great thing, really, about the Broward Center in general, but also about the Huizinga Pavilion, is it's located right on the New River and the Riverwalk in downtown Fort Lauderdale. So we're really kind of uniquely positioned for a performing arts center in this beautiful Florida environment. And the Marty's New River Bistro really takes advantage of that. So you sit right on the river. You've got great views of the river and the downtown. And the food is just outstanding. So you can, whenever you're coming to the show, you can always add that pre-theater dining experience to it. Or if you just want to come down on a Saturday or Sunday morning and have brunch, it's a great spot to do that.
Nice idea. Now, your wonderful collaborations with local arts groups are prolific. And, of course, you have South Florida's Florida Grand Opera opening up with Madame Butterfly in December 4th and 6th at the Aureen Theater.
Wow. That's right. We've got Florida Grand Opera and Miami City Ballet both coming in December. The ballet, of course, with the Nutcracker, the opera with Madame Butterfly. Both of those companies we've got a great long history with, and they've been doing some remarkable work. Also in December, if people want to get into the holiday spirit, we've got the Cincinnati Pops coming in with Brian Stokes Mitchell to do a holiday concert. So if you want to hear all of those favorite holiday tunes, nobody better to sing them than Brian Stokes Mitchell, just a consummate performer. You'll want to see that one.
Other local affiliations, we love the Symphony of the Americas. They'll have a holiday spectacular December 7th and 9th. And we love the Gold Coast Jazz Society, Florida's most wonderful jazz not-for-profit. Bill Sharlop Trio performing in the Amaturo Theater December 10th, and on and on. More jazz, I see. Stars of David coming up December 23rd through January 4th at the Amaturo. What is that production about?
That production, you know, is featuring really the story of Stars of David. So it's music, it's a little bit of theater, and it's coming in, during the holiday season. We've really got almost every offering you could think of during December. Something for everyone is truly the theme for December, I would say.
On and on. I'm just blown away by all of the wonderful names you have coming to the various facilities. Don Williams, now you're taking a chance on a great country artist, which is reasonable in Broward County, certainly January 9th at the Parker Playhouse. The Parker this year has phenomenal bookings.
We're doing a lot more concerts at Parker. We're doing some comedy over there. And Parker Playhouse, of course, is a great, beautiful little facility that's been around Fort Lauderdale for a long time. It's sort of Fort Lauderdale's heritage venue, if you will, the Parker Playhouse. So it's a great space to experience a show. It's only 1,100 seats, so you'll have a nice, intimate experience with all the artists we're bringing in there.
Viewers of PBS love doo-wop.
Right.
The doo-wop fundraisers have done so well for PBS stations all over the country. And January 9th at the Parker, an evening of the stars of doo-wop. Oh, my gosh, Kelly. Look at this list. It's marvelous.
Yeah, they just keep
coming.
Flamingos.
And
all those favorite tunes, right. And that, Motown the Musical, the Marvelous Wonderettes, they're all featuring all those songs you know from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. You can't come out of one of those shows not having sung inside the theater along with them while you were experiencing the performance.
And singing along certainly is permitted
and
encouraged.
Indeed.
In our last few moments with Mr. Kelly Shanley, President and CEO of the Performing Arts Center Authority that operates the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, let's talk about membership. And you've got a club called Entourage.
That's right. So Entourage is our membership program. And given what we've just been through, and in a sense we only skim the surface of what's coming up this year, the best way to get access to the best seats for all those performances is to become an Entourage member. It's easy to do. Memberships start at $75. You can call the Broward Center and they'll hook you up with an Entourage representative right away. And there's several benefits that come through that, but of course the one that people like the most is they get access to seats before they go on sale to the public for all of the performances that we do. So it's a great benefit. There's other benefit packages available, and I said you can look online under Entourage on the BrowardCenter.org website, or just give a call and somebody will help you walk through all the benefits of membership.
Kelly, it's a pleasure having you join us, and good luck on all of the wonderful events and good luck on all that great arts education you're providing kids of South Florida. Mr. Kelly Shanley, President and CEO of the Performing Arts Center Authority, joining us once again. More info, copious info, at BrowardCenter.org or call them at 954-462-0222. Thank you, Kelly, for joining us, and good luck, sir.
Thanks for having me, Ed.